We are on Lamed Amud Beis. Lamed Amud Beis. Hopefully I won't fall asleep tonight. Kamara Rabbi Shimon, this is interesting. So now, prelude. All of this is pure Yerushalmi, of course, but by that I mean Yerushalmi old Mimers Doraisa. And now tonight we'll see that get by Yevam is Doraisa. That it called, that if you get give your Yevam a get, which should not be relevant at all, so it has a Doraisa impact upon her. Okay? The question is, what kind of Doraisa impact does it have upon her? Now, the Bavli disagrees with all of it. The Bavli holds there's no such thing as Maimer Doraisa. It's all the Rabbanan. There's no such thing as get Anachal Yevam Doraisa, for sure. In fact, Yor Sameach says that it's quite possible to learn the Bavli that there's no such thing as Zika Doraisa. You know, it's all the, that all things, all these things are the Rabbanan. Right? Not the I don't know if all the opinions in the Bavli, but some of the opinions at least are Bavli. But the Yerushalmi holds all these things that Doraisa, Zika's Doraisa, Chalitza, Mimer's Doraisa, and Get now we can see is Doraisa as well.
And how could Get be Doraisa if Get shouldn't even exist?
That's a very good point. That would be what you would think and what I would think, but that's not what the Yerushalmi thinks. So we shall see. Okay? But as I said, we'll see that. Yevama, command the third line down. Command Rishim and Omer, Maimer, Kone, O, Kumblo, Kone. Just like Rishim says, Maimer either works or doesn't work, right? Kane, who I mer, get, O, Poter, Lo, Poter? Does it say, it's a question. Does it say something by get? That get either potters or doesn't potter. Now, if it pot, if you say get is like Maimer, then what it means is that get is just like Chalitza. If it works. And if it doesn't work, it's nothing. Right, but it's not in between. We'll have that opinion momentarily. If you do B on your vama before you do anything else, stir. And a krekulum. That's it. She's the vama. Everything else doesn't work. Chalitza, mimer, nothing works afterwards. However, the diak of that is, the here said is bila bismanchi bitchila. What happens if it comes at the end? So that means it's a messed up bia. So, what,
at the end of what?
At the end of what? Very good question. So be'ila shilachar get. This mazi dada be'a after a get. Why? Because avabila she by process of elimination. Avabila shilachar mimer. Because if it's be'a after mimer, obviously, manavshach. No matter what, the be'a has finality. In that case, manavshach kona mimer ain't a chroklum. If the mimer works, then the be'a is unnecessary. Lo kona mimer tikna be'a. Right? If the mimer doesn't work, then the be'a works. Well, yeah, chroklum. Then obviously there should be nothing after the be'a. In that case, elokeinu kema. So therefore, the process elimination has got to be be'a after again. It can't be be'a after chalitza either. Because be'a after chalitza is just stam and iser, right? Prohibited that be'a after chalitza, but there must be be'a after get. Hodamra, this teaches us, by virtue of the fact that he said that when the be'a comes after something else, meaning after a get, that it's the be'a is not complete. So this teaches us, get poiter mishayer, that even Rabbi Shimon holds that mimer is either koine or not koine, but it's not a quasi-kinyan, holds by get that get is a quasi ptur. So mimer is either works or doesn't work, but get is a quasi ptur even according to Rabbi Shimon. So as a quasi ptur, if you do b after that, so it's a messed up bia, right? Because you're doing b after you quasi pottered your yabama, so that bia can't work, or at least can't work completely. So what is that at that point? We're going to see what you have to do.
Is it a quasi-isser?
We're going to see. Right? Yeah, well, it's a full isser. Don't worry. No, I don't know. It's quasi-isser. No, you're right. It's quasi-isser. I don't know what you get. I don't know what the penalty is. So Ram Gamliel, first the Gemara wants to say, Gamliel, it just says bar, but it should be ke, Rabbi Shimon. Ram Gamliel is like Rabbi Shimon. Oimer ha-maimer koine o-makne, koine o-lo-koine. He says by maimer, either works or doesn't work. And the next word should be instead of ha-cha v'rubam, Rabbi Shimon. He says more than Rabbi Shimon. He says a get poter o-lo-poter. A get either works or doesn't work, meaning that he doesn't learn that get is a quasi, but learns that either get works or doesn't work. Now, This is the Gemara's premise. The Gemara's going to have grave difficulty with this. The Shmei Ado, let's see if that's true about Rav Gamliel. Moira Rav Gamliel Chachamim. We see Rav Gamliel the following quote from a Braisa, I guess. Rav Gamliel concedes Chachamim. Sheyesh get achar maimer, maimer achar get. There's a get after maimer, maimer after get. Okay, we're going to discuss in a moment how that works, but potentially it's get after maimer, it's maimer after get. There's also get achar bias maimer. Now it's a new concept. The Gemara is going to explain that in a minute. There's a get after the bia of a maimer, and there's a maimer achar bias get, and there's maimer after the bia of a get. Okay, fascinating concepts. What do they mean? Get achar bias maimer. Let's start with this one. Get achar bias maimer hechavita. What is the get after bias maimer? Hoyu sholosh yivamos. There are three Yivamas, right, from three different brothers. All the brothers died, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they had wives, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, right? So, so the first one he did Mimer. Ubalazu, the second one he did Bia. Okay? Finasaget, and he gave a get to the third one. Right, a raving lunatic doesn't even begin to describe the person, but he did all three, right? So he did Mimer, Bia, and Get. So that's called Bias Mimer, and after that Bias Mimer, so he needs to have a Get. So what? Let's see what happened here. What happened here is that he did Mimer to one, then Bia to the next one, then a get to the third one, right? So he's got to give a get to all of them, meaning not just one he gave a get to, but the other two as well. So this going on teaches us that Mimer is not like we said before, that it's either works or doesn't work, but it's a quasi kinyan. Why does that have to be a quasi kinyan? Because man itomer maimer okono lo kone. If you're going to say the Rav Gamliel holds to Rabbi Shimon, that maimer is a quasi kinyan manavshoch. So no matter what, kona maimer en achar zaluk lo klum. If the maimer works, then there's nothing after the maimer, right? Lo kona maimer. If the maimer does work, tikna bia velo yachre klum. Let the bia work, and there shouldn't be any requirement after that, right? So again, the first one he did mimer, right? The second one he did bia. The third one he gave a get, right? So the get to the third one should be meaningless, null and void. The bia works and the mimer works. So if that's not true, if the get to the third one is meaningful and requires him retroactively to give a get to the first two, right? So it must be mimer didn't work. Mimer is only a quasi-kinyan. And if mimer doesn't work, that's why the bia doesn't work. The bia is only a quasi-kinyan or a quasi... who knows? And therefore the get works. And that means that he's messed up on all three, right? He can't keep the one he gave a get to. That's obvious. But he can't even keep the bia or the mimer ones, right? Because the mimer is only a quasi-kinyan. It didn't work enough to make the following two acts of bia and get meaningless. So therefore, we did a mimer one, it left room for the bia to work, it left room for the get to work, and after he gives the get retroactively, he ruined the first two.
Why is the bia dependent upon the mimer?
What?
It seems that the only reason, by all rights, the bia should be fully kone.
It's the second, it's to another group woman, though.
Doesn't make a difference.
Why should we fully kone?
Let's say Meyer's not.
That's kone. Only if you all like Rabbi Shimon and Meyer is either kone or not kone.
That's what we're saying.
No, but he's saying, no, either rabbi, that was our premise, but we just refuted that.
But
it's kone v'shir. It's kone v'shir, right?
Okay, so it hasn't fully done something.
Right.
So the extent that it hasn't fully done something.
But it has done something. No. That's the concept. We haven't met it yet fully. Now we are. It's called bia psula. A bia after mimer, not to the same woman, but to another bia bama, is a bia psula. Bia psula does not achieve what a bia should achieve. That's exactly the concept we see here.
It's very strange.
Well, it's not very strange if you accept the premise. V'yukseitiv kona m'shayer means that it's enough to cause you trouble, but not enough to resolve anything. So then the bia after that maimer is enough to cause is in trouble. It's not going to work. No?
Yeah, all right. I'm more confused about why the get makes the other two acts.
Because they were never completed. It's like putting a monkey wrench into them before they were completed.
Well, then I'd have to say the bia.
They can't, because the bia came after
a
mimer. Yeah.
So it's like a domino.
Right.
Because the bia is not completed because of the mimer, and the get...
It's not only the domino effect, it's a vicious cycle effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mimer impedes the bia. The bia and the get then works backwards,
yes,
and ruins both of them. Yeah. And nobody lives happily ever after.
I wouldn't have thought that the get would ruin the other two.
It has to. Because nobody was complete before the get came on the scene, and then the get is a wrecker. The get is, it's like a wrecking ball. This wrecks all possibilities. Okay, so again, and let's see inside Hadar Moral is teaching us from Maimer according to Mishar. Because you turn around Maimer according to Loka, if you're going to say, Ren Galil holds a group, share the Maimer, either works or doesn't work, Manavshach. No matter what, Kona Maimer and Akarzo Gloom. If the Maimer works, there's nothing after the Maimer. Loka Maimer, the Maimer doesn't work, they cannot be, let the Bia work, and then nothing should have followed the Bia. Hadar Moral teaches us that if that's the case, according to Ren Galil, Shah Maimer according to Mishar. Now we thought before Ren Galil holds a group, share, no, Maimer works. Only quasi. Maimer achabias get hechavin. What about the other case? Maimer achabias get. Glad you asked. Hayu shal shivamas. Nothing get lazu. The first one got to get. Excuse me. Then need to be a ball lazu. Need to be in the second one. Vasa maimer lushlishis. The maimer the third one. So again, the all three need getting right. The all three need get and chalitza. Actually, I didn't make that clear before. But they all need get and chalitza. Okay? Why they all need get and chalitza? Because Hadam Ras Tisho Shaget Poiter Mishire. The get, even though it only potters part way. And that's why the next two activities which you had, Bia and Mimer, are only quasi. And therefore nothing works here. You need the chalitza and get to the other two as well.
The get were first.
Oh, wait. The get is first. But you timer, just a second. You timer I get Poiter Lotso, but there, if you want to say the get, it's like Maimer Gorei B'Shimon, either it works or it doesn't work. Manav Shalch, so no matter what, Pater again, if the get exempt, Inrachov Klum, then there's no need for anything else, right? The get works. You don't have to do anything to the other two women, right? Not even to her. At low Pater again, if the get does not work, Tiftor Abia, then the Bia should work, right? Meaning number two, V'loi Achrei Klum, there shouldn't be any requirement after that. Adomras Tisha Shaget Poiter Mishire, get in, go only do quasi p'tur, not full p'tur.
Okay, so even if it's first,
you're right.
I would have thought that, all right, so you get rid of the first woman with the get, but you still have, you could do Yibum on the second one.
You can't.
Here you can't.
Right, because it's a monkey wrench. All these quasi things are just monkey wrenches, big monkey wrenches. Now it says, well, wait a minute. So that's going to hear Rambam going with Rabbi Shimon. Rambam is not only Rabbi Shimon at all, right? Rambam Shimon holds Mimer is either koina and low koina. He holds that Mimer is quasi koina, right? And where does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? So says Gemara, I'll tell you what. Ain't mimer achar mimer be above a Rabbi Shimoni. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, and once you do one mimer, you don't do another mimer. Ella, however, tapulam rav, the lace time of the hain could time of the hain. Their reasonings are not the same. Time of the hain, there's no mimer after mimer. Meaning, once you mimer to one Yavama, you can't do your mimer to the other Yavama, because whatever your mimer could do, the mimer many did, right? So the second mimer is redundant and it doesn't work. So too, right? Everything in the second gift, there's a get which you give to the second Yavama. After you give a get to one Yavama, it's meaningless, because whatever the first get did, whatever was supposed to be done by get, the first get did, the second get does mean is meaningless, right?
How? Is the Yerushalmi looking at the effect of a get similar to its effect of a chalitza of being like a retroactive kinyan, but then a severance of it?
Yes.
That's the only way this makes sense.
Right. Right. So like get Kenyanu, something like that. Yeah. So time Rabbi Shimon, the reason Rabbi Shimon of a Maimer Achamim, a Maimer, is Kana Rishon, if the first one acquires, right, then obviously Kana Sheni, it's Bitmiya. Is the second one going to work? I mean, Rabbi Shimon holds, Rabbi Gamliel holds, there's no Maimer after Maimer because whatever Maimer is going to do, whatever quasi Kenyan effects already affect in the first one. So there's no get after get. Whatever quasi p'tur the get affected, already affected. However, Rabbi Shimon holds, the reason there's no mimer after mimer is because if the first mimer worked, so then the second mimer does nothing. If the first mimer didn't work, then neither does the second mimer, right? Because either the mimer is effective, in which case the first one's effective, there's what mimer's not effective, so nobody's effective, right? So that's what it says here. Konar Rishon, Konar Sheni, Lo Konar Rishon, and if the first one doesn't work, Afo Sheni Lo Konar, the second one doesn't work as well. Similarly, Baget, Potar Rishon, Potar Sheni, right? If the first one works, then, I'm sorry, Potar Rishon, Potar Sheni, if the first get exempts, then what is their exemptory by the time you get the second get to the second Yibala? Lo Potter Rishon. If the first get doesn't work, Abishain Lo Potter, and the second one doesn't work as well. Now, the Ridbaz points out that this is not true, meaning that Mor is assuming that according to Rabbi Shia, according to Rabbi Shimon, the get is like Mimer, that it's O Kone or Lo Kone, right? Or O Potter or Lo Potter. But that's not the case. The Gemara I proved back on Lamina Beis, without boring you now, that Rabbi Shimon holds that get is poter mishayer, you know, it's a quasi ptur. So then when the Gemara tries here to throw in a get in parallel to my mark on Rabbi Shimon, that's not accurate. Okay, getting back to Rangamliel. Back to Rangamliel, Kuran Rangamliel, Maushia get lachagito shomimer. What's the status? The Gemara is going to explain. What's the status of get after the get of a mimer? Umimer achagito shomimer, and mimer after the get of a mimer. What's the case? Get lachagito shomimer, get after a get, the mimer hechavito. What's the case? So you say vomus. The two vomus. Also, mimer was, you did a mimer to one. Venosla get, and then you gave her a get. Venosla get lushin, and then you gave the second one a get. In Tomara, now here the Karma Eda and the Ridba is changing around some gear cells. They switch some gear cells. In Tomara had get poter. Now it should be yoser mimasha kona mimer. I'm going to say get work, get exempts. This is tremendous, tremendous. If you're going to say the get exempts more than what the mimer exempts, kamishi yesh kan get, it's as if there's a get, vein get lacha gito shmimer, there's no get after the get on the mimer. Now, this is an amazing concept. You made a mimer to one. Now you gave this one a get. And then you gave a get to the other Yavama. So two ways of looking at this. One way of looking at that is that when you gave a get to the Yavama, to which you did mimer, the get and mimer cancel each other out. And now you go back to Zika. This is a very good point. The Yerushalmi works. That even the Yerushalmi holds mimer works. It's not that the mimer is a... how should I put it? The mimer is a... I want to use fruition, but that's not the best word.
Confirmation.
Zika. Something of a Zika, not a confirmation.
Strengthening.
Strengthening, but a fancier word. Think of execution, but that's not the best word either.
Culmination.
Culmination is better.
Okay.
We're getting there, isn't it? Some word which I'm thinking of, but I can't produce it. So it's not that the mimer, however, let's say, use combination. It's not that the mimer is a combination. of the zika or crystallization. It's not the word I was looking for, crystallization of the zika, but rather the mimer is like rides on top of the zika. And maybe when you give the get, all the get does is takes off that rider, that mimer, right? And then you go back to the original zika. In which case, the second get, which was given, is really the problematic get, because that's the one which is Poitir Meshayer, right? The get which you gave to the other Yavama. But if you hold that the first get, which you gave, actually accomplishes more than removing the mimer, and in fact damages the zika itself, so then it's the first get which caused the problem to the zika, not the second get. You see the chakira? Does the mimer and get cancel out, or does the get go back and damage the zika directly? Okay, were there no mimer, then the get would damage the zika. It's not a question. But now there's a mimer, I might say the get and mimer cancel. Okay, wild and woolly, isn't it? Okay, says more. Isn't Yerushalmi living dangerously? Says more. In time I get poiter again. Yoiser mi mashukana mimer. Because the get does more than mimer does. Kimishi yesh kan get. Then that's a get. Ven kan girin get achar gito shel mimer. And there's no second get after that. It's only this get, right? In time I get poiter. However, yoiser again. Yoiser mashukana mimer. In other words, the get only works on the mimer. So kimishi en kan get. So you take off this get, the yesh get, lachagito shomaimer, and the second get is what causes you the problems, not the first get. Okay? Now, the other way around. Maimer achar maimer shagito shomaimer, with maimer after the get of maimer, hey chavita, what's this case? Oh, you stay vamos, do three vamos. Also, maimer zui did maimer to one of them. Benosin lo get, and they did gave her get. Also, maimer lishni, you did a maimer then to the second one, supposed to get to the second one, right? Anytime I get poiter, now here again, switch around. Poiter kol mashukona mimer. You've got to say the get cancels out the mimer. So kimisha enka mimer. It's as if the first mimer is gone, right? Because the first mimer is taken away by its get. V'yesh mimer, achagito shel mimer. And therefore, that mimer get canceled out of each other out. Now you can have another mimer to another brother, right? V'yitimer, ain't a good poiter kol mashukona mimer. Now, if you're going to say there's yet another possibility, that a get does not potter all that a mimer does. Okay? In other words, the mimer is greater than the get, meaning that the mimer actually tapped in, which would mean to us that the mimer tapped into the zika. Right? So do you say that in terms of any get poiter, kol mashukona mimer, kimishei shukona mimer, then the first mimer remains, right? And therefore, vei mimer lachar gito shel mimer. Therefore, the second mimer cannot work. Even though the first mimer has been technically obliterated, never the second mimer cannot work. Of course, this is the type of question which Yerushalmi would never, ever, ever answer. And the more Yerushalmi therefore goes on. Who holds before that a bia after get is a bia psula. Right? I told you that. We introduced this concept before. Mao should they be a psula achar bia psula? What if you have one bia psula and then you have another bia psula afterwards, right? So do I say that there's a bia psula after the bia psula?
Wait, this is all one woman or two?
Two women. You did a bia psula in one, or even three women. Gave one again, then you did a bia psula, then this next bia also a bia psula. Mao should they be a psula achar bia psula? Or a simile, bias bentesha achar bentesha bias bentesha. If 1 9-year-old Yavam has relations, what about a second one afterwards? Which is also similar to bia psula. Bia psula achar bias bentesha, or bias bentesha after bia psula, or bias bentesha, bias psula achar bias bentesha, or bias bentesha achar bia psula. Alright, the more doesn't ask that either. Mao shudu chachonim lagamliyo. Now, what do chachonim say to Rabbi Gamliel about one woman? Okay? What do I mean by one woman? I'm sorry, I introduced the concept which more than introduced it. Masha the Khan Gamliel, Vain Mimer Achar Mimer in the following case. Vain Mimer Achar Mimer Bivama Achas, that there should be no Mimer after Mimer in one Yavama. Hey Chabita, what's the case? Also my vim, so you get then mimer and your vama. But also get then he gave her get. Vasa mimer and any mimer in her same woman again. He can't make up your mind about her. He told me it's mimer after mimer. He doesn't say it's mimer after mimer. Lone if they're both gets, and then that get does no good, right? Because there's mimer after mimer, right? So the second mimer takes effect. He told me a mimer after mimer, because there's no mimer after mimer. Nifter also gets, so that get lets her off the hook. Okay? Because that get took care of the mimer, and there's no mimer afterwards. Rabbi Yudin boy. Rabbi Yudin asks, Kidesh Isha Me'achshav. You marry a woman from now, Lachash Lo Shmiel. From now until after 30 days. V'nofla Achoyse B'tzolch Shlo Shmiel. And within those 30 days, her sister felt you as Yuvama. Afilu kein ein maimer chamaimer. Do I say here to ein maimer chamaimer, and that the fact that you began a prosecution with the sister, right, the Yuvama prevents with the sister who's not Yuvama prevents you from making maimer with the sister now becomes a Yuvama, right? Do you see the question? Am I making it clear? I'm not making it clear, right? Reuven was zaku to Amona Leah, right? Then, no, it's the other way around. Reuven married a woman, Leah, and said, yeah, I want you married to me from here until after 30 days. Which, according to Yerushalmi, allows room for other marriages to take place during those 30 days, and it's going to make her married to multiple people, right? What about if within those 30 days, a Yavama falls to him, and he does mimer on her? Does that also displace or you know concurrently take place on this woman for this man? Am I making myself clear?
Are the two women related?
Yeah, they're sisters. Yeah, that's important. Sorry. It says Nafla Achoisa. Otherwise, you're right. Why shouldn't it take effect? So now, v'la'choisev tov shloshimil. Afilu ken e'maimer chamaimer. Do we say also in this case e'maimer chamaimer? Lomra will elai they get. Perhaps Gamliel did not make a statement. It's a statement. It's not a question. Lomra Gamliel they get. Obviously, it should not say v'lo here, but it might could say oh. Oi de mimer. Meaning when Ragaliel say that there's no mimer after mimer, when it's a mimer after mimer, but here it's a mimer after kiddushin. Because to the woman who the first sister you made kiddushin, the second woman who felt you in the interim that you made mimer to, that might well take effect. But you don't have mimer after mimer, perhaps. As we said, Ralph's possibility, once you make one mimer, you can't make another mimer later on. But perhaps you can make a mimer after Kiddushin, since they're dissimilar. Right? But you can't do something the same, but something dissimilar. Because otherwise, what are you going to say? It's not just something dissimilar, it's more than that. Because what are you going to say otherwise about the case where it said the Rabbi Avos said name Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you Mekadesh from now until after 30 days, even 100 people could take hold of her during those 30 days, right? You're going to say the Lokaran Gamliel, you're going to say it's not going like Gamliel, the Pasha says that's going like Rabbi Gamliel as well. So therefore, how can Rabbi Gamliel say that in that case of Kiddushin, that if I'm Mekadesh from now until after 30 days, another guy is Mekadesh from now until after 29 days, another guy is Mekadesh from now 28 days, so that they all work. If ain't maimer acha maimer, how can that work? So it must be that Gamliel holds ain't maimer acha maimer only in the case of yibum. But in a case where it's maimer acha kiddushin or kiddushin acha kiddushin, in that case, he might well hold that you have such a concept of kiddushin after kiddushin or kiddushin after maimer, but or maimer after kiddushin. It's just maimer after maimer that you can't have. Why would it be that you can't have mimer after mimer? Again, because whatever the first mimer did to the Zika, it renders you incapable of doing another mimer afterwards, right? But by a case where there's no Zika, right? Or either because we're dealing with multiple kiddushins, there's no Zika issue. Or we're doing the kiddushin vis-a-vis Yibum, where there's only one Zika issue, not two. So there we might say that yesh kiddushin achar mimer, there's the Yesh Maimer Acha Kiddushin or Yesh Kiddushin Acha Kiddushin. Okay? Is that relatively clear? You don't like it at all?
No.
You look like you're in pain.
I'm just reading. I always look like I'm in pain. I'm reading the Korbanator, so I just
want to. Okay. So this is really based on the Ridbaz at the bottom. Okay, says Mishnah further. Ketzer, how's this work? Also, Maimer Birim, so he didn't Maimer Yibama, but also again, he gave her get, so he came in a Chalitza. She still needs Chalitza. Even though he did Maimer and then you gave a get, he still needs Chalitza, because we don't know what Maimer does, right? So maybe still in Chalitza. Also, Maimer Bechalatz, and if you did Maimer, you did Chalitza, so you came in a get. You need a get, right? You have, no matter what, you have to cover all bases. Also, by Maimer Ubal, but if you did Maimer, then it'd be a Taka Rezel Kamitzvah, so that's fine. That's valid. Okay? Says the Gemara, Adama, let's teach us to get poiser yetzim in Masha Kona Maimer. This teaches us that get does more than pata what the Maimer requires. Because in term of Eina get poiser yetzim in Masha Kona Maimer, you're going to say that the get does not do more than take off what the Maimer did. Yabim! You should do Yibum! Meaning, if you hold like we proposed in the previous segment, which we never resolved over there, that if you did Mimer and then get, so all the get does is take off the Mimer, but the underlying Zika still exists. So then after you did Mimer and then get, you should be able to go and do Yibum. But it says you have to do Chalitza, right? Why would you have to do Chalitza? So it must be that the get does more than just take off the Mimer. It actually damages the underlying Zika, and that's why afterwards you have to do Chalitza, not Yibum. Okay? So it says, Omer, what about if he said, though? What if he made it tonight? Said, Leifta Giti Elamashu Kona Mamori. I only want to get to take off what the Maimer did. I don't want to get Chas V'Sholem to be Bogey and the actual Zika.
You still look like you're in intense pain.
I guess the underlying premise of this Gemara, I really don't understand it, is that Maimer seems to have no effect on the Zika itself. And therefore, the get, when it corresponds to the Maimer, doesn't correspond to the Maimer, why would Maimer affect the Zika? It's a kachal only yisha, according to the Yerushalmi. And that's Maimer. That's not the Zika.
Well, I could give you the easy way out. The easy way out, say, I'm Mishnah Glenn and Krebi Shimon.
That Maimer is...
Okone or Lokone.
So it could be Kona, though.
But if it's not Kona, then the get might not do anything to damage the underlying Zika. Excuse me. The get will do something to damage the underlying Zika. He holds get as a miktas poter. That's true. Question whether I can devise a get which won't damage the underlying Zika. And this is the easy way out, and it's wrong. But according to Shimon, I could say, listen, I don't know if Mimer works or not, but if Mimer works, let my get take off the Mimer. Okay? But let's not deal with the underlying Zika. But the truth is, now that I'm speaking out, it doesn't work. It won't work. Because according to Shimon, all it's not that Mimer works, it's like evil Mamish. So of course the Zika is affected by that. It's partial the Zika is affected and taken off by that. So there's no more Zika after that. So we have to be going in this mission according to Rabbanan, who hold that Maimer is a Miktas Kenyan, right? Miktas Kenyan. So it's Miktas Kenyan, so therefore, the question which you're asking is a valid one, that once you say Maimer is a Miktas Kenyan, should that not damage the underlying Zika, right?
It goes to the Zika.
Yeah, but I don't know if then, so now, let's reflect on that a moment. It could be that when Rabbanu hold Maimer is a Miktas Kenyan, what they hold is that it's like a regular Kiddushin. In other words, you could be Mekadesh, you're Yevama. But when you take off the gate, you took off the Kiddushin Yevama. What's left afterwards? Zika.
Except, must be that that's the underlying logic. It's just that one would think that anything that you do in terms of making a marriage or causing disintegration of this marriage somehow has to, you would think, affect the Zika.
Right, but obviously the Gemara is not recognized that.
Not.
Right, and I guess that's we'll have to say that's the definition. Again, you can have, really, you can have the Zika is an undercurrent here, but and then you have a Mimer, which is like The Gemara holds it's like a, you know, we have the saying in Hebrew, Maimra Muzgar. Maimra Muzgar means a parenthetical remark. So the, what?
I never heard that.
Maimra Muzgar means it's like a parenthetical remark. So that's, it's, I don't know if there might be, it's modern Hebrew. But real, here, really, but no, it's apropos, yes. This Maimer is Muzgar. It's a parenthetical marriage, right? It's a blip on the face of Zika, according to this Gemara, right? So the Shia, if anything, it's the get which causes the problem, which the Gemara is saying here. Not the Maimer, right? Because the get is a Mixas Poiter. That's the problem. The Mixas Kinyan of Maimer, according to this Gemara, doesn't bother us. You can still have an underlying Zika continue past that. But the question is whether the get undermines. The Gemara said yes. So now the Gemara asks the question, if the other one says all the get should do is take off what my Maimer required. This is actually the answer. Says Gemara, no, you can't say it. If you said that, it's a little bit Gemara's a little bit choppy. But what he meant, what it means is, says, no, if you say, let the get only take off what my mimer accomplished, then that's a get. That get doesn't work at all. Why? Because krisus ain't a krisus. You know, a get must be co-race. For example, if you make a condition with your wife, I'm giving you a get, I'm not saying you should never drink wine again in the course of your lifetime. So that's not a valid get. Because get must break bonds. And if you maintain a bond beyond the get, so then it's not a get, right? So you could say, I'm nashe lo tishi yayin shloshim yom, or something like that. But not for the rest of your life. Then the get is undermined. That's how Lochan Bavli Yerushalmi, we haven't done Yerushalmi yet, but I'm sure Yerushalmi says anything. I think it's a Mishnah. But here too, the same thing. If you say that I want the get to work only for what the mimer accomplished and not to be a total get as a get would work otherwise, so then the get doesn't work at all. Because it's a mikzas get. It's not krisus. It doesn't sever the connection between him and her. So you can't make that kind of condition the get. So therefore, again, once you give the get, you can't do yibum anymore because the get is a mikzas poiter, right? That's what we see from our Mishnah. Okay? Chalitza psula. Now, let's say turn around to go to a different topic. Why did a chalitza psula? He did a bad chalitza. Poitra. It potters her up. Ulheda mila. For what purpose? Shim yavo achav kiyeh shesatzara tafsa kiddushin. Only the chumha. If you give your wife your vama bad chalitza, right? It's chalitza, let's say, after a get, right? So it potters her, but only it potters her to the extent that if somebody married then her co-wife, then that's valid kiddushin. But she still has to get the both procedures, chalitza, she has to get a get done to her as well. In other words, again, if you did a chalitza psuli, it still requires a get. So the only extent to what that the chalitza works is to potter, to allow the co-wife to be marry herself off, l'chumra, that she would need a get if she didn't marry herself off. Okay? But and that's what it says here. But on top of non-based mappa, achav, if somebody else comes and marries the co-wife, cave unto nekrei menu zikas ha-meis. Since the zika of that person is at least partially removed from her, tafsaba kiddushin. The get, the kiddushin works. Or, says the Gemara, perhaps not. Perhaps, o miachashi tzricha get lama moro lo tafsaba kiddushin. Since you did a chalitza psula, and you still require a get after a chalitza psula, so then perhaps kiddushin doesn't work even in the tzora, right? So, it's a good question, right? So says the Gemara, nothing. Gemara doesn't answer. So, we don't know. So again, well, you did maimer in a woman. Then you did chalitza to her. You still have to give her a get. During that limbo period, between the chalitza you did to her and the get you gave to her, can her co-wife go and do kiddushin l'chumra l'ashuk? Right? Because obviously, the kula she can't, because the process of yibum slash chalitza has not yet been completed on her co-wife. But it's the chumra, do I say she can go and get married lashuk? Because there was a chalitza, even though it's a chalitza which is not completed until again it's given. We don't know the answer. We go on. Says the Gemara, going on the Sefer, which says that also by maimer bala raise the kmitzvasa. So here we see a takuna de rabbanon. Oh, mayim be the rab. Sorry. Okay, say it. According to Yisham, it's the Raisa. Here we see that the Raisa, the proper procedure is to Maimer and then Yibum. That's the proper procedure. SOP. Standard operating procedure, right? Arba Amel, Domer, Shemitza, the Kaddish, Bechakel, Livolz. Our mission says, Mitzah, do Kedushin, then be even by Yivama. Now it's a Kav Chomer. Ma'im is the word missing here, according to the Korban. Ma'im Yivama. She costs a kedusha even though by Yibama doesn't say kedusha. I told him how raise a kumitzasi, say the mitzvahs to do kedusha for Yibum. Ha'isha, a regular woman, she costs a kedusha, where it says kedusha, lo koshke is not kav chomer, that before you have beer with her, you should be kaddisha. Which is, I guess, a plug against premarital sexual relations. I don't know exactly how else to look at it, but that's what it seems to say. Okay? Nothing get. On we go. You gave her get. And then also Mimer. Give Mimer to the second one, I think. Not the same one. Yeah. Nasa get also Mimer, Tichu get, so the second one also needs a get, right? The Chalitza, and Chalitza as well. Nasa get, you gave a get, Ubal, you did Bia to another one. Tichu get, the Chalitza also needs get to the Chalitza. Nasa get, the Chalat, if you did gave get in Chalitza though, then ain't lach a chalitza klum, that's fine, because after chalitza you no longer have to do anything else. Now, says the Gemara in the Reisha, where it says, if you gave a get and they did mimer, you get a chalitza, so you need a get l'mamoro, get for the second mimer, and chalitza is because of chalitza from the underlying zika. Now, what about the middle case? The middle case is, nasan get ubal, tzricha get u chalitza. You gave a get, and they did be at the other way, need get in chalitza. A dharma teacher says, bia psula, ain't a pateris. The bia psula, which you did to the second woman, right? You gave a get to the first woman, then you gave a bia psula to the second woman, doesn't do me any good, right? You still have to do chalitza and get afterwards, right? Isachamei, let's come see. Chalitza psula poteres, or bia psula ain't a poteres. You just said in the previous Mishnah that there's a poter possibility of saying that chalitza psula pater is at least to the extent that the co-wife can get married. But you're saying bia psula doesn't pater at all. What's the difference, right? Says Mar, no. Chalitza ideshi kara psula. Interesting concept. Chalitza, the whole chalitza makes you possible. Poteres, that's why Patris, and that's why the co-wife might be able to get married, at least the Chumra, she does accept marriage, we have to assume so. Bia, any Korapsula, Bia, however, since it doesn't come to Pasul, right, comes to take in, so therefore, ain't a Poteres. If it's a Bia Psula, it can't do any good. It can't even do any good with Chumra, right? If you can't get to the first one, then you didn't Bia Psula to the second one, right? So that Bia Psula is so possible, it can't do anything. It can't allow the co-wife to go and get married Lashuk. That's what we're saying. In other words, the Chalitza Psula can allow the co-wife to get married Lashuk, at least L'chumra, because Chalitza Psula poteres, because Chalitza paters. Chalitza Psula, so it still should pater to some extent. However, Bia Psula can't do anything, right? Can't take her in, and can't let her out, can't let anybody out, so therefore it doesn't do any good. That's basically what we're saying. Okay? So it says, lo tifter balukuv, lo tifter balukhoimer. Says, wait, why still understand? Why could you be machmer? Not lakula, but lakhumra. V'lai demilos, for purpose, shim bo'ach v'kiddush, v'tzor tofsu b'kiddushin. Let it be a chumra. What do you care? Be machmer! Does body be machmer? So say, your co-wife can't say it's a tour lakhumra. That's true. After you do get to one, be it to the other, right? That the first one, if she gets married, Lashuk, she needs a divorce. It's just the Chumra. You have any problems with the Chumra? Says Mar, Rabbi Yudan said, Kiyamti, I explained it. Any Bama who can't get out at all, can't get all the way out, she's always considered inside until she gets out. Meaning, it ain't over until it's over. So therefore, if I did a Chalitza Psula, so that's an exit strategy. That's an exit strategy, so therefore I have to machmir and assume that perhaps the exit strategy worked, and therefore the co-wife, if she gets married, I have to assume that it might have been a valid marriage. However, B'Yipsul is not an exit strategy, it's an entrance strategy. Yet you want to use it as an exit strategy and say, well, maybe she got out, and since she got out, the co-wife should be allowed to get married, at least the Chumrah. No, any exit strategy which doesn't work completely is not considered to be exit strategy at all, and therefore the co-wife cannot get married even l'chumra. Now, obviously the Yerushalmi is saying the B'Yipsul is a problem d'oraisa, right? If there's not a problem d'oraisa, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because if it's a d'rabbanan that a B'Yipsul, a be after a get, doesn't work, so then of course you'd have to be machmir and say the co-wife, misafek, is married to whoever she marries min hashuk, right? If you hold that, again, if you hold the Rabbanan, the whole problem of B'Yipsul is the Rabbanan, or the whole problem of get by Yavama is the Rabbanan, right? So we're playing around with the Rabbanans here, right? So therefore, certainly I would say, take away the Rabbanans, Midorais only left with is a Bia. The Bia is a valid Yibum. That means the co-wife is free and clear. Of course the marriage should be a valid marriage, Luchumer, right? It's only by saying that all these problems are deraisa problems, right? So then a get is really a problem because it's a miktas poiter. And therefore the bia done after the get is really a problem because it's a bia done after a miktas poiter, which doesn't do the good it's supposed to do. Only then can I see that both the kula and the chumra, if the co-wife gets married lashuk, then that's not a valid marriage. I can't take it into account. So the Yushami is predicating the assumption that all these things are deraisas. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. It's great to be awake. If you did chalitza and then he did maimer, nasan get ubal. Okay? Now, this again, the idiot factor shines through. He did chalitza, then a maimer, then a get, then bia. Oh, ubal, he did bia, plus a maimer, then did maimer, nasan get, v'cholatz, and then did chalitza. And after chalitza klum, after chalitza doesn't have to do with anything else. So we're going to explore what that means. Okay? This is true whether there are one woman who to me did all these procedures, or two women to me did these procedures. Now, Zumar is going to explain. Even though they said there's no chalitza after chalitza, but if you had bia with your bia after chalitza, passes her from kahuna. So, what are you talking about? Excellent question. Anyway, right? It's a very interesting issue. Oh, she's talking. We're talking about a born kohenes here. She was born a kohenes. So therefore, if she after a divorce, she'd go back to eating truma on her own right. In her own right.
In her father's house.
In her father's house. But if she becomes psul lakuna because she was mechulelis by bia asura, so then she can't eat truma. Right? So if she had chalitza and then had bia with the cholitz, so then she can't go back to her father's house. She can't eat truma for the rest of her life. Okay? So that's what we're talking about here. Says more why. Habach chalutzaso psula milechal b'truma? That relates to the chalutza, your chalutza, and is she not allowed to eat truma? Can't be. Now, I want to step back here for a minute. I don't fully understand this word, to be honest with you. I always thought that if you have relations, that it's a lav, at least, to have relations with your brother-in-law after you did chalitza with him. And a bias lav should pass a woman minakuna, right? Just like Hamona Lekoyen Gadol is also she's psula, she's a chalola, she's not allowed, even if Hamona was previously a kohenes, she's not allowed to go and eat truma again. So I thought it's any iser lav, but that's obviously not true. It's either a specific iser kahuna, or an isakaris, which renders a woman unfit to eat truma any longer. Okay? If she had bia to somebody who is inherently non-kosher for kohanim, such as an amona, even a kohen gadol, but an amona kohen gadol is a specific kahuna iser. Or for that matter, somebody who's prohibited to say a mamzer, right? Or a goy, right? Then she's rendered unfit for kuna, she can't eat truma anymore, right? But if she had relations with somebody who's situationally forbidden to her, who was a fine, upstanding Jew, but the situation forbidden her, and the level of the prohibition is not kores, so then she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. So the Gemara says, if she had an angel chalutz, it's an isur lav. It's not an isur kores. If only isur lav, she can go back and eat truma again, right? So it must be the brothers. Nicha command the mar who ain't no chayv on chalutz. I understand according to the opinion that holds that he's not chayv on the chalutz, but achi on the chalutz, but the brothers are chayv because of the chalutz. So then the brothers render unfit. But I'm command the mar. But according to the opinion, it says bein hu ben achim ain't no chayv on the chalutz. But according to the opinion, it holds about neither he nor his brothers are chayv on chalutz. So therefore, who's going to render unfit for kuna? Elok shebo alatzora. It's talking about where the chalutz has relations with the co-wife, who is the kohenis. That's quite a good opinion that everybody agrees that I'm sorry you're chayev, right? However, Baran Kamadamar, who ain't a chayev, lo chutz of lo tzora. According to being chosen, he's not chayev, of course, neither chutz nor the tzora. So what's, how is he rendered unfit for kuna? Elok shebo achinole. Must be talking about where her brothers had relations, his brothers had relations with the tzora. Nicho Kamadamar, ben hu ben achim, ben achim, ben chalutza, achim, ben tzora. That's good, when, according to being chosen, that the brothers are chayev on the tzora. So how does he possibly render her unfit for kuna? Neither he nor the brothers can. It's going like Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a mamzer by chalutza, meaning that it just like he holds by any isur lav, there's mamzerus. So he holds by any isur lav, there also is rendering unfit for kuna. It's a him l'shitaso holds that a lav is just as chomer as a koris, no matter what. Another answer: Rabbi Yossi Dipater Shoyoyi Vama Kohen Uval Lav Achilula. So about a case where the Yavama was it making it an isur kuhuna, right? Just like Amona l'Kohen Gadol makes the Amona posel kuna. So too, if the chalutz cholate is a Kohen. Even though then the prohibition is only an isur lav, but it's a lav which pertains to kahuna, right? It's an isur lav which pertains to kahuna, so therefore she loses her status as a kohen, right? By having had relations with a kohen. So there's the thing, a woman is a kohenis who has relations with a kohen, who's not allowed to have relations with her, becomes unfit by that, and she can't go back to eating truma in her father's house.
What about him?
No, he goes scot-free. That's the advantage of being a man. Okay, and that happy note, we'll end here for Ben Osmanim. Emir Hashem, it's possible that we will learn next Tuesday. Are you going to be in town for this, Lucas?
I'm going to be in West Rutgers Park for the first days.
No. I'll tell you about, right, I'm going to be in Detroit for the first days.
Oh, very nice.
The question is whether Tuesday and Wednesday you're going to be in town.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me call, then you're going to be in town? Not going to...
Israel.
For all the money you're paying, you should go. But
have to be here to make money so I can get
right.
Money for them.
But okay, so tentatively Wednesday for sure we'll learn. Thursday not, because Thursday after we're going to have Bavli at Steve Katz's house, and Tuesday at night we're going to learn instead of Hoshana Rabba morning. And Tuesday I'll let you know. About Tuesday I'll let you know. Is that clear? Tuesday I'll let you know. Wednesday for sure we're going to learn. Thursday for sure we're not
going
to learn.
When are you going out of town?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow we're not learning for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.